Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I am Dougie Almeida, and I am here live on location at the Best Western in Oklahoma City. As I'm in between shows on my run, had a great time in Colorado Springs at Looney's Comedy Corner this past week. Great place, my first weekend working there. And boy, the weather, I got to tell you, man, Colorado Springs, I mean, Jesus goodness, what a place. You know, the headliner that I work with had a great joke. It was perfect. He goes, this is the kind of weather that makes you think you can move here. But we had a great time, and the wife came with me, which was great. We had a great time spending there and a great time working the club. It's a great place. And I want to thank Eric and everybody over there at the Looney's Comedy Corner for allowing me to do my thing in that place, which was great. And this is so stupid. I never check a bag. When I fly, I have carry on. I don't check bags or anything. You know what I'm saying? And so we fly into Denver. We rent a car to drive to Colorado Springs. A little over an hour drive. Nice scenic drive too. It's nice. And since I never check a bag, the wife and I get off the plane, leave the airport, drive to Colorado Springs, and when I open the trunk, I realize, oh my God, I left my bag in the carousel. You know, the bag's probably going around all by himself, waiting for its master. No one picked it up, and unless your flight comes in later, they lose it. They're not going to transport it, or I would have had to pay like $70 to do that. So the wife and I then drove back to Denver for the day. But isn't that stupid? I mean, I'm worried about losing my mind. I'm worried about having Alzheimer's. My mom suffered from it, so it's only a matter of time before I forget when I started forgetting things. Just saying. Any rate, so welcome to the show. Again, we usually do shows here on Monday, but since I'm out of town, I figured I'd just give you guys a little bit of chance to join us today and, have a little fun while we're at it. And see what we can do. Let's see if you guys have any questions. What's up, Denise? Saw you had a nice post about pornography or something I wanted to read. I'll look at it later, I guess. I am here in Oklahoma City, which I was excited because there's a Chick-fil-A that's in walking distance from the hotel. And I thought, you know what? What I'll do is I can't really, in the grocery store, I'm going to have to get it maybe, when you stay like in a hotel like this for a few days, you usually say to yourself, all right, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to get some sandwich meat and some bread and things like that and, and live out of the hotel. I don't have a rental car because, when you're on the road, you got a budget. I'm really lucky that the headliner is going to come pick me up on Wednesday and drive to Tulsa. So in the meantime, I'm sitting here like a grounded high school kid. Can't go anywhere or do anything. But there's a Chick-fil-A in walking distance. But what I did was I went to the Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's, I never ate a Jimmy John's, so I don't think I did. At least I may have. But there was a Jimmy John's. I said, you know what? I'm going to get two subs. So I ate a sub for dinner, and I'd save one for tomorrow for lunch. See? There you go. That's how it works. What's up, D. Chris, my cousin from across the pond? What's up, cuz? And so here we are. the show must go on. Also, big day today. Getting the new tax plan came out. Before anybody read it, there was people protesting it and seeming to be complaining and being happy and all kinds of things. I'm always amazed you could protest something if you don't even know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are protesting it, yet nobody's read it. And then I got to see something on Facebook where Warren Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, went on there and she made it look like the, how do you say it, like the Republicans typed up something on with crayon or something. She couldn't read it. I just guess I don't know if she can read or something. But, you know, let's see what happens, you know. I don't know what's going to happen. I pay taxes. You know, I pay taxes. Everybody pays taxes, right? So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm just not going to, I don't believe in protesting something unless I know what I'm protesting. I'm not going to take the word of somebody else and say, oh, this is a bunch of crap. This tax bill is a piece of shit. Well, is it? Well, how do you know? Well, because I heard that it is for some other. Has anybody read it? It's 500 pages. That's right. What's up, RJ Walker, liver kick? Yeah, so what are you going to do, everybody? You know what I'm saying? It is a political nightmare. Here's a question I want to ask you guys. How many of you actually, and this may be crazy because since we're here, but how many of you actually enjoy being on Facebook? You know what I mean? The stock is starting to slip a little bit. Technology stocks have been slipping a little bit over the last, I don't know, week or so. In our lingo, they think there's a market rotation, leaving technology to other things, but we don't know if that's happening yet. But, you know, do you enjoy Facebook? Like, I got a few friends of mine that are as comics that have just got off Facebook, and they're just keeping their fan page together, things like that. And, you know, for the most part, I get on Facebook, especially when I'm in a hotel in Oklahoma with nothing else to do. And I'll start going on, I'm like, oh, it's just a bunch of people just claiming that they know something. I'm sick of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of it. And I'm just wondering if it's seen its time, you know? You know? Peter Kramer likes Facebook. You know? David Clark doesn't. David thinks it sucks. Just, you know, everybody wants to be heard. That's fine. Everybody wants to be heard. You know, sometimes I think all the people that just post so much crap on Facebook just like had siblings and no one ever listened to them. Like, I have something to say. No one gives a shit. You know, I'm just wondering if its time has come. Has Facebook's time come? Is there going to be something different? You know, and let's think about it. If there was something different, what could it be? Like there's got to be something, like it's got to be really interactive. Like if somebody really pisses you off, you got to be able to like go through the screen and, you know, I don't know, fuck with them or something. I know. That's one good thing about Facebook. You get to know what your family's doing across the country. Like, think about this, D, right? D, if you guys are on Facebook, D's my cousin from Gibraltar, and their family in Gibraltar, you either go to England or you stay in Gibraltar and stuff like that. So for many years, well, you know, we are in the States here, so we don't know what's going on except for letters from my mom to her to our grandma, you know. That's the only way, you know. You get to hear a little bit about what somebody's doing and stuff. But now at Facebook, at least you get to see. You know, you get to see what all your family's doing that are at all different places. But that's, you should have family book then. Maybe they should get rid of Facebook and just have family book. Then you could just see what family is. Mark Prony says, I never knew everyone I knew was a double mayor political. I know, right? Everybody's a genius on Facebook. Like you know, yeah. I put a post on Facebook about a year ago that said, listen, I really don't care to hear your opinions of how the economy or what can work with this government or the United States if you've got a credit score of under 500. People got mad, which I guess we figured out who had credit scores under 500. That's right. We survive without it, Joe. We don't need it. You know, I said on a show not too long ago that the only way that mankind can survive this day and age is if everybody gets off social media for at least 2 years. Just forget it. Let's just do without it, you know? Maybe go out and, you know, do stuff. You know, like go out and You know, wouldn't it be funny if adults started playing hide-and-go-seek and stupid games like that again? Let's relive our youth. I'm looking at myself in this. Look at that. That's what happens. I haven't shaved in like a week. And I'm sure as hell I'm not going to shave. By the way, we're going to be doing this again tomorrow, guys, live here from the studios from Best Western in Oklahoma City. We're going to be doing it live, and I'm going to let the beard grow, man. I'm going to let the beard grow. I'm not in a hurry to get rid of it. Mark Peroni says, I remember when Trivial Pursuit was a gauge of how smart people were. Yeah. Or you just went and took all those cards and studied them. That's what people do nowadays. When you want to pass a test for a license or something, you know, you don't study. You just look at all the practice tests and the questions. Thanks, RJ. I look like John Belushi, or you call him Belushi, after he was dead. It's always nice when people give you compliments like that. He said, I look like John Belushi when he's dead. Yeah, it's still a compliment, though. My cousin, again, says Facebook has brought a lot of people together. I know, exactly. Welcome, Carolyn, or Carol. How are you doing? Any rate, so that's one of the questions today. Do you benefit by Facebook? Do you benefit by being on Facebook? Or is it causing stress? You know? Again, I'm at the point where I could do without it. I'm enjoying Instagram. I like my Instagram now. I just post some photos and some quick things. So, I don't know. Do you like it? Here's something I thought was interesting as we opened the show. Did you guys see this story of this guy who, soccer coach, falls in love with a 16-year-old player and runs away with her? But now they found him, I guess, in New York somewhere. But it's kind of funny. It says here that the Florida team, a teen who went missing nearly a week ago with a soccer coach, has been found in New York. Columbia Sheriff's Department says, confirmed the missing Caitlin Frisina has been located and is safe in New York. More to follow. Now, the coach was 27 years old. Falls in love with one of the players, 16. How old is she? 17? Like it matters. And just takes her. Hey, this no one, you know, like doesn't the guy think, doesn't the guy like thinking like, okay, this is wrong, right? No, but you know what? Let's do this. Let's, you know, the girl took her phone and she erased it and left it at home so she can't be tracked. And, I'm in love with my soccer coach. You know. Jeez, you know, it's just weird. Like, I think people today just feel like they can do anything. You know, hey, if I think it, I can do it. That's just what I'm thinking. You know? I mean, I never had, like, a teacher that I was in love with. I mean, we had a hot substitute teacher one time. You know? And I was, you know, I'd visualize, you know, what would happen if we were, you know. But it wasn't like I ever, you know, thought, hey, this is a good idea. Let's, you know. Yeah, he's going to get to go to the prom at 28. That's probably what it is. That's what, you know, that's usually guys like this. These are guys that never had girlfriends in high school. And then when they got older and, you know, they become men in a sense. You know, they think, oh, I'm going to take advantage of this, you know, this manliness I have and go out with a high school chick. Even when I was in high school, I didn't really go out with high school girls. I dated older girls. Go ahead and pee, Joe. No problem. We'll take a break. No, just take a piss, man. We'll be here for a bit. We're still going to do our segment straight from the headlines, by the way, where we got some stories that we'll go over and we make fun of them. But this is just a little makeshift way so we can make sure we have some content coming on the show for you guys and go over some things. And again, if you guys have any questions, you want to talk about anything important, bring it up here on Facebook Live and we'll do it. And, you know, what are you going to do? I'm in Oklahoma City. I'm bored as hell. I have no car. And there's a Chick-fil-A that's in walking distance. There's one of these Asian places, hibachi places, which I was thinking about, you know what, maybe I'll go have dinner by myself. I'm like, I'm not spending money. I don't even have a rental car. Why am I going to go spend $60? I could have got a rental car today instead of going to a hibachi grill. Just crazy. Also, I want to thank my wife for coming. My wife was with me when I was in Colorado last week. And great time. We had a blast. And for all those of you who are asking, yes, when I was in Rome, we did act like Romans. We went to a dispensary. Didn't get rid of all of it. Didn't get rid of all the smoke. So before you go on an airport, I had to worry about that decision. I had to worry about, do I take it on the plane with me? It's just not worth it. I have friends that do it all the time. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to risk all kinds of things by taking a little bit of stuff on the plane with me. I was like getting like MacGyver. I was trying to figure out ways of putting it somewhere, you know. Like put it, like wrap it up in plastic and put it in my hair paste stuff. You know, I can imagine being on the plane, you know, like, oh, I made it. This is great. And then all of a sudden some guy comes up and says, would Passenger Douglas Almeida come to the front, please? Oh, shit. Just because I don't want to throw away $20 of weed. I know I do look big, don't I, RJ? But they're white, man. Just a shitty camera on my laptop. I get back in Florida on December 18th. So, answer that question. What's up, Casey Peruski? And, by the way, I want to thank, I want to make an announcement. Mark Price, you guys know who Mark Price is. Skippy from Family Ties. Now a comedian, stand-up comedian touring the country. He will be at our Tavolino's Wise Guys comedy show on Wednesday, January 31st. Even after the attempt of one Randy Singer from Black Box comedy show, comedy theater in Boca Raton, for trying to tell him that he couldn't work my room. If you work that room, you can't work my room. What a prick, right? You know, Mark said, who's the nicer guy here? That's right, and he chose me. Me, even with this face where I look like a dead, bloated John Belushi. He chose me. Come work for us. So January 31st, come watch Skippy from Family Ties at Tavolino's Wise Guys comedy show, over 4 years running now. Not to mention on January 10th, I think that's the Wednesday, Rich Voss is our headliner. Let me tell you about this show. Like, this is important. We want you guys to come to see live comedy. And this is something good, Jeff. Jeff, you're going to be able to come see the show, buddy. Listen to this one. On January 10th, I think it's a Wednesday, we got Rich Voss as our headliner. I love Rich Voss. He's amazing. So he's going to be our headliner. And guess who's our – and we don't just got a regular feature. Mike Kaplan is going to be our feature. Now, Mike's a headliner, touring headliner, but he just happens to be in town. And he says, okay, I'm in town. So he's going to do it. So what a show this is going to be. Not to mention local comic Julie Baez will be adding some female flair to the show on January 10th or 11th. Check your calendar. I don't have it in front of me. I got so much shit on my computer screen right now, I can't see anything. But that's going to be a great show right there. For all types of entertainment, go to my new page on Facebook is Tada Productions and Advisory. We are going to be putting all our shows that we produce through that page instead of bugging all my friends on Facebook. We'll probably end up sharing it as well. But if you're interested in seeing the shows that we produce, go to Tada Productions and Advisory fan page. Gary from Florida is joining us on Facebook Live. What's up, buddy? You get to see Jim when he's in town? You guys go to the Dolphins game? Boy, they won. I mean, they did beat one of the shittiest teams around, the Denver Broncos, right? Two losers playing. Anybody follow football? Can the Dolphins even have a chance this year in the playoffs? At least without the New York Giants. They're horrible. What's up, buddy? So like I said, we got a lot planned for the Wise Guys comedy show coming up in January. We have no shows in December because the restaurant has so many private parties and holiday get-togethers that we don't bother with that. But don't be sure to check out the January schedule. We have a lot of great shows. And also in January, our new venue that we're starting in Fort Lauderdale at Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club. That's right. Wise Guys, Tada Productions and Advisory will bring you the Goldfinger Comedy Club every Thursday starting in January. So if you don't want to come to an Italian restaurant and eat great food, then you can go to a gentleman's club and see chicks. Now, it's decided by ladies are probably saying, I'm not going to go to a comedy club if it's a strip club. Ladies, calm down, okay? I know this is a crazy period of time. But you can go to the show because it's not, the strippers aren't in the room. It's a separate room. It's connected to the strip club. But it's not in the strip club. You know what I mean? It's adjacent. It's the VIP room, which is just newly renovated. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be fantastic. And we're going to have shows there every Thursday, which is great. So a lot of comics are coming now because we offer them a Wednesday show and a Thursday show. And so that's a new venue we're starting in January. the Goldfinger Comedy Club in Fort Lauderdale, located at the Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club. With everything going on with the sexual harassment and everything, I don't know what the how many people go to strip clubs, but I imagine it's growing. You know, strip clubs aren't going to be like Facebook. They're going to stick around. Like, how long have strip clubs been around? Like, what was the first strip club, you know? No dress code. You come in naked, if you like. Yeah, Gary, you're a Jets fan. I don't know. Did they win yesterday or they were playing the Chiefs? I was watching that game. I had to go to the airport on Sunday because my wife flew back home from Denver at around 2 o'clock. So we had to get there early. And I flew out at like 8. So I drank heavily at the bar. But Amex is a preferred member. I got to stay at this place and got like $30 off my bill. But I couldn't wait to get... But all day at the airport, I felt like Tom Hanks and the Man with the Red Shoe. No comedy in the champagne room unless you have a micro penis. And then the strippers laugh. I don't go to strip clubs anymore. I go to Asian massage parlors. Strip clubs are, you know, mundane. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the support, buddy. Steve Netta, man. How you feeling, my friend? Good to see you back and out, now up and out of, my friend. Good to see you healthier and out. My good buddy, Steve. Hey, speaking of healthy, one of the things I thought was funny I saw in the last week or so was this guy, Roy Moore, right? The guy who's running, was it Senate or something? Jimmy Kimmel, obviously, is very anti-Trump, like most of the media and stuff like that. But,
when a customer comes to our coffee shop, their whole experience...
Yeah, it sucks. But Jimmy Kimmel, you know, he's very, you know, he's been outspoken. And by the way, congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel, because he seems to be overtaking the Tonight Show's... what the hell is it? Who's the guy who runs the Tonight Show now? God damn it. I'm losing my brain. I forgot my checked luggage. Now I'm forgetting names. Jimmy Fallon. You know? Second place, the Tonight Show. Stephen Colbert comes. He's got number one spot. Now, Jimmy Fallon was up there, but he's now moving in third. Jimmy Kimmel's taking his spot. So congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel. But this was funny. You know, Rory Moore. This is the Republican Senate candidate that was as many accusers that he sexually harassed young girls, you know, when he was in office and stuff, which isn't right. Right? But Jimmy Kimmel, he basically said to Jimmy Kimmel, "I'll meet you face to face and I'll kick your ass." I may be paraphrasing, but basically he challenged Jimmy Kimmel to confront him man to man. Mano y mano. And Jimmy Kimmel has fired back at him, as he should. But it's kind of funny because he said, Jimmy Kimmel says, I'll meet you face to face. I'm just going to leave my daughters at home. Meaning, you know, I don't want you to hit on my daughters, you creepy fuck. So, in the wake of Tony Barbieri, a comedian who has appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live under the stage name Jack Baird, reportedly disrupting an event at an Alabama church where Moore was speaking. This was on the news a few weeks ago. This guy was heckling him, had him thrown out. Was speaking on Wednesday. Moore took on to Twitter to call out Kimmel. He says, "Jimmy Kimmel, if you want to mock our Christian values, come down here in Alabama and do it man to man." Moore tweeted on this past Thursday. However, the late night host was quick to deliver a response that it made it clear he had no intention of making the trip from Los Angeles to Alabama. "Sounds great, Roy," he wrote. "Let me know when you get some Christian values and I'll be there." So, there you go. It wouldn't be fun if we had that kind of real grudge match. Remember MTV Grudge Match? Like, wouldn't it be funny to see, like, politicians and people from Hollywood just getting in the ring and beating the shit out of each other? Right? Like, think about that. Like, different parts of our culture get to fight, you know? Mark says, trying to out-liberal each other. Yeah, exactly. Listen, I'm a Republican, you know, and I don't care what anybody says. I believe in less government and and all kinds of things. And I wasn't too happy with the last administration. I'm definitely not happy with paying now. My health care bill is now up to $1,100 a month for my wife and I. So my health care is going to become almost as expensive as my mortgage. But at least my home gives me shelter. You know, at least my home gives me, you know, shelter, a place to stay, a place to put my crap. But my health insurance doesn't do shit, because all it does is I got to come up with $7,000 out of my own money after I pay $13,000 in premium. So, you know, there's some things I'm not happy about, okay? You know, taxes are going to happen. Things like that. You're going to pay taxes, you know? And again, with this big thing that came out, who the hell knows? No one's read the damn thing yet. We'll see what happens. Just saying. So I'd like to see Roy Moore and Jimmy Kimmel. It would be fun. Who would pay to see that? You would absolutely pay to see Jimmy Kimmel and Roy Moore get in the ring. Who else would be a good combination that you'd like to see? Like people that are going. I'd like to see Elizabeth Warren fight. Who's that blonde chick that does the very conservative chick that got in trouble, or she's lost her job or something? She was a big Trump supporter. Or Conway, right? How about Elizabeth Warren and Sue Ann Conway going in the ring and beating the shit out of each other? That'd be funny. I'd pay to see that. Wouldn't you? I would. Yeah, I know. Trump stood behind him. Well, I mean, you know what's funny? Here's the hypocrisy of this whole thing. You know, we had Bill Clinton, who, you know, he's, you know, I mean, come on, he cheated on his wife, and who I would too if I was with that ugly cunt. Sorry, ladies, for using that term, but she is. I mean, it's Hillary Clinton. You know, I can't blame Bill for wanting to have sex with something else besides his wife, but you know, people still backed him, right? Hillary and Melania. Oh, now listen. My money's on Melania there. She's a tough broad. Would anybody, if Hillary Clinton and Melania Trump got in the ring, does anybody think Hillary could win? I mean, really. You know, Melania knows that Eastern European, like, you know, savate, you know, fighting probably. She's got that mean stare, man. That woman, you know, she has, I love Donald. And, you know, Anthony Weiner versus Paul Ryan. Now, Anthony Weiner's he's a pretty good shaped guy, but so is Paul Ryan. That'd be a good fight, actually. Think about it. Paul Ryan and Anthony Weiner. I could see, like, Anthony Weiner coming out, you know, pulling out. Yeah, I would probably give that to Ryan. You know, although Weiner's an angry guy, he might just be aggressive, and he's probably used to getting his ass beat. When you got a name like Weiner, you got to used to be protecting yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's just my philosophy. We should call ESPN. I'm telling you, we should ask. This is what we want. We talked last week on the show when Dustin Chafin was in the studio. Yeah, let's bring back public executions like of these people. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring these things back. I would love to see political grudge match like Hollywood versus Washington. Like, let's see, I'd love to see, who's that bloated asshole? He does a great Trump impression. Come on, everybody. God, one of the, my eyes are red, I look like I've been burned. I haven't, I threw it all the way before I got on the plane. God damn it. Who's the guy who does the Trump impressions now? I'm blanking out. And it was Miami Blue, he's in that movie, and, he's one of the brothers. Anyway, him. What's up, Tracy McClellan? Thank you, Baldwin. I'd like to see Baldwin fighting. I'd see Baldwin and Trump. It's not fair. I mean, Trump's 70-something years old. But it'd be interesting. I'd like to see maybe Ted Nugent against. Anybody. I don't know. It's not a good day for me to think. I'm in a hotel in Oklahoma City. In this room. It's a nice room, though. Again, thanks to Ignite Hospitality. Get to stay for free. I'm also, by the way, guys, if you're ever in Colorado Springs, visit La Quinta in Colorado Springs, which I'm in the wrong business, man. I negotiated three or four nights free in the La Quinta over there. By the way, they're going to be sponsoring our program for the next 30 days, too, so that works. How about Baldwin versus Bruce Willis? I got to give that one to Bruce. You know? Yeah, Bruce came out there last week, right? Didn't he come out with a Make America Great hat on one of the talk shows? And one of the liberal media sources, you know, kind of made fun of him and stuff, right? Who's a guy from Home Improvements, right? He's very Republican. Let's see him get in the ring with somebody, right? How about Schumer? Oh, I can't. There's a few people I can't tolerate seeing on TV anymore, and that's Schumer, Pelosi, and Warren. Rosie O'Donnell and Tommy Loren. That's a good one. Geez, Joe, you're like the Don King of Facebook Live. Tim Allen versus Stephen Colbert. There you go. That would be the main event. Let's get Tim Allen and Stephen Colbert, who I'm going to promise you is a pussy. Okay? I could just tell by the guy, he's all talk. Anybody who talks the way he does, in a fight, he tiptoes and runs away. Stephen Colbert. Never liked him even when he took over The Daily Show. He's milking that Donald Trump bug, milking that damn thing till it dies. But, I can't even watch late night TV anymore. I really can't. I just can't. It's just enough of the political shit. Can we talk about something else? Like here on the Facebook, we're talking about political stuff. Boy, I look horrible. Maybe I should have just recorded this one. That'd have been a good. Maybe I should just record the show. All right, guys, erase everything you've seen from me so far. I'm going to take my ugly face off the screen. Only kidding. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm live from the Best Western in Oklahoma City. Don't forget, I'm going to be in Tulsa this week at the Looney Bin, Wednesday through Saturday. And I'm going to be back here in Oklahoma the week after, from the 16th to the 19th, the 13th to the 16th, at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City. By the way, there's also a new comedy club. Speaking of screwing Randy Singer, there's a new comedy club in Boca Raton in Meisner Park called Meisner Park Comedy Club. And Ben Leese runs it. We're going to have a show on December 23rd there. It's going to be a great show. So watch for those things post, guys. I'm going to put that out. But I'm going to be doing a spot on that show in Boca Raton. So stay tuned for that. And stay tuned for the rest of the show. When I come back, it'll be time for Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Here's a story. He's going to prison for shooting a cop. The cop taunted him with KY jelly in the courtroom. You gotta love the sense of humor of police officers, right? I mean, I would never want to be a cop. I mean, it's like being a referee. It's a thankless job, for the most part. In today's society, you know, supposedly all cops are bad and all this kind of shit. You know what I mean? But this was a great story. It says here, a Florida police officer was taking his 14-year-old child to school back in March of 2016 when he spotted a reckless driver. Though he wasn't on duty, the Jacksonville, Florida officer tried to pull over Kevin Rojas, who was 19 at the time. That's when Rojas got out of his white Cadillac and started shooting at the officer. The officer was sporting a ballistic vest that said police on it, the news report said. That's interesting, you're off duty, but you still wear your vest that says police. That's when Rojas shots missed the officer's son, the report said, but ended up hitting the officer three times, according to police. The officer shot back, but Rojas fled the scene by stealing another vehicle. and then barricaded himself in a house. Other officers pursued him and shot Rojas three times before he was apprehended. But when the officer spoke at Rojas' sentencing this week, he pulled out a bottle of the personal lubricant KY jelly. I don't know if any of you guys use that. I don't think I may have at one point used some KY jelly. I don't, do people use KY? I mean, is it, as a product, is it really on the shelves? I mean, does this thing exist? I remember as a gag one time, I had to go to the store by myself, buy condoms, cucumbers, and KY jelly. It was a test for one of these building things. They went, and you had to go. You had to go to the grocery store, and you had to buy these things on the list. And you couldn't say anything. You couldn't say, this is a joke. I'm just, you had to do it and, you know, and have guts in front of everybody to do this. So, yeah. Hold on, we got to do something here. Yeah, so the, you know, the police officer thought it'd be funny to, you know, basically say, hey, you're going to be needing this KY jelly in prison, buddy. Because I brought a little gift for you, the officer told Ross, according to the news. You will need it where you're going, and pulls out a big old jar of KY jelly. The officer also said in court that Rojas had been spineless during their encounter, ambushing the officer when he was with his child. Anytime you attack an officer, you're screwed, you know. Just saying. Here's a story. Hunter, who says he mistook woman for a deer, is charged with manslaughter. Boy, look at the ass on that deer and a set of tits. I mean, this is why I never go hunting with people. You know what I mean? Hunting can never go well. You know what I mean? I mean, someone's going to get shot, you know? Hunter, who says he mistook a woman for a deer, is charged with manslaughter. A New York man has been charged with second-degree manslaughter after he shot and killed a woman he says he mistook for a deer. Thomas Jadlowski, 34, pleaded not guilty to the manslaughter charge and hunting after hours on Thursday. His bail was set for $50,000 or $100,000 in property. The charges carry a maximum prison sentence of 15 years. Rosemary Bilquist was 43, walking her dog in a field in the town of Sherman on November 22nd when she was shot by Jadlowski, who was about 200 yards away, according to the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office. After firing the shot, hearing a scream and finding Mrs. Bilquist, Mr. Jadkowski immediately called 911. At least he wasn't a prick and ran. At least it's a bit of a mistake. But he got screwed because he wasn't hunting during hunting time. You know, when the whistle goes off, you got to put the gun away, man. But if you didn't bag anything at that time, you got to come back tomorrow. It's like a comic who keeps going on his time, even though he's waiting for a joke to land. He's going over his time. So, Mr. Macy calling one. Press release announcing the indictment reads that this guy's fucked. I mean, how can, from 200 yards, I mean, was the woman wearing, like, antlers, like, for Christmas? You know, like, maybe she was walking the dog and she had, like, antlers? Like a reindeer. If you're going to be walking near a forest, I would definitely suggest that you do not wear reindeer antlers. Right? You want to be in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? You want to be in the spirit of the holidays, but don't wear reindeer antlers when you're walking your dog in the forest. Bad idea. Jeff Anderson says, 5 deer sleeping under my bedroom window. Yeah. Yeah, they cozy up to the cottage, do they? Now, don't get the... You're lonely out there in Siberia, buddy? Don't be letting any of those deer in. We don't want that to happen. We don't want you getting in trouble, my friend. Because, you know, you banged a deer. And then you're having offspring come, you know? You don't want to send the kids... Well, that kid looks like a deer. Here's a story. Murder victim's dad blows himself up inside a courtroom. Now, this is kind of weird because your son was murdered, right? And now you blow yourself up. It doesn't make sense. A grieving dad set off 2 grenades at the trial of his son's alleged killer in Ukraine on Thursday, killing himself and injuring several other people, according to the report. The explosion rocked the courtroom or the courthouse in Nikopol in the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region and wounded at least 7 people, the Sun reported, citing that Kiev Post, 3 defendants were among the wounded, according to the police. So the guy kills himself and doesn't and just wounds the guy who killed the son. What the fuck did you just killed yourself? Your family's dead and the guy's still alive. During a hearing in the case on murder, the father of a victim pulled out 2 grenades and blew them up. Police said in a statement the man died on the spot after the explosion. 3 defendants, 2 convoy officers and a court employees and other civilians were also injured. I mean, if you're going to bring a grenade to a, you know, throw it at the victim, like throw it at the, if I'm going to be that, okay, somebody killed my kid. Okay, I'm going to the court and I'm going to bring this grenade and I'm going to throw it at where he's sitting next to his scumbag lawyer. Just, you know. There we go. Now, I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. Yeah, hopefully you can. 3 defendants among those according wounded to the police. The man died on the spot. Images of the scene showed the blood-spattered walls inside the debris-strewn courtroom where the door was left hanging on its hinges. And so be it. Not a good idea. Don't agree. If you want some vengeance, make sure you do it a lot smarter than that. What region? I know. I'm not good at my Ukrainian. I'm not a good pronouncer of Ukrainian words. So. Remember that guy? They caught that guy in Tampa, the serial killer? They found out that he was working in a McDonald's. They caught that schmuck. But now the McDonald's manager is going to get a $110,000 reward for leading to that suspect. How great is that? Can you imagine working at McDonald's? You're a manager, and then you turn in somebody who worked there, and you get $110,000. Is reward money taxable? Do we have any accountants out there? Is reward money actual taxable? You know? I wonder if it is. That might be just a good way to, you know, earn some money. Just go to the post office and look at all the photos of everybody up there and say, I think I'm going to find this person. Yeah, but it says here, Delonda Walker said her workday Tuesday went differently than expected. Didn't have to worry about the guy getting pimples in the fryer. Any guys ever work at McDonald's or fast food places? The only fast food place I ever worked at was Godfather's Pizza. But the McDonald's general manager, whose tip led police to the suspected Tampa serial killer, will receive a $110,000 reward. Delonda Walker alerted police Tuesday after a suspect, Howell Donaldson, the third, handed her a McDonald's food bag containing a .40 caliber Glock, which Tampa police later said matched the murder weapon used in all 4 shootings. That ranged from October 9th and November 14th. Donaldson allegedly told Walker that he planned to leave the state. Walker then approached a police officer who had happened to be at the Ybor City McDonald's who turned over the bag, official said. The tip was enough to force police to bring Donaldson into headquarters for questioning. And that's it. You start getting questioned by the police, you don't have your story straight, you're screwed. In a statement read by Buckhorn in a press conference, Walker said receiving a reward never entered the mind. I went to work on Tuesday intending to serve customers and do my job. The day turned out very differently, she said. When confronted with the situation, I wanted to do the right thing, and I reached out to a nearby police officer. Walker said she is grateful that she was able to assist law enforcement, but requested privacy during the investigation. So good for her. Right? Bad guy off the street. Good for her. How about the general that drank poison? Yeah, we talked about that last week. You see that? We did that show? And the Ukraine, it was like another one of those guys. No, the Bosnian guy. Right? He admitted, I am not the war criminal. Toast. And he drank poison and died. It's like the second time that happened. somebody else got accused of something and he ended up taking a pill and just keeled over and foam coming out of his mouth and shit. What's up, David Maransky? Welcome to Facebook Live's Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, live from Best Western here in Oklahoma City. Our next story, U.S. General, Russia, China building their space weapons. Yeah. You know, the United States Army, our military had a great advantage, especially in the Gulf War and everything, because we had air superiority. We have the best aircraft. But now it seems that China and Russia are building space weapons. Senior U.S. General said Saturday that countries like Russia and China are actively building weapons that can target space-based U.S. military assets like satellites. They've been building weapons, testing weapons, building weapons to operate from Earth in space, jamming weapons, laser weapons, and they have not kept it a secret, General John Hyten said. Told an audience at the Reagan National Defense Forum in Simi Valley, California, they're building those capabilities to challenge the United States of America, challenge our allies, and change the balance in the world. Well, not a bad move. If you're ready to control everything here on the ground and in the air, the actual air, you got to go above the air, which is space. I've been saying this for a long time. China's already talking about, that's where they're putting all these fucking satellites up there. Because you want to control space. Ybor City is a great place to hang out and party, by the way. Right? I mean, that's what they're going to do. Like, you want to control the world, control space. You know, we have that secret space plane. It looks like a miniature space shuttle. We don't know what that thing can do. We don't know it's going around taking pictures of all these Chinese shit. There's no room service at the Best Western, Jeff. Thanks, though. Wish there was. I'm trying not to get hungry and eat the other sandwich I bought for tomorrow's lunch. Video leads to the arrest in a case of a stolen mounted zebra head. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say anything, but if I was a thief, I would probably steal things that were easy to conceal and had a lot of value. How much value does a zebra head have? Yeah. You can steal a TV. Yeah. You're going to steal, a safe? I know, David, exactly. This is what I'm doing. I'm going out for Matt Lauer's job. Right? Look at me. This is Dougie Almeida, and I'm here with the news. Unshaven and everything. Here's a story. Video leads to arrest in case of stolen mounted zebra head. An Alaska woman came home to find out a thief had broken in and stolen clothing, jewelry, prescription drugs, and a mounted head of a zebra she had on the wall. I didn't know zebras were indigenous to Alaska. Stacy Scott got good news on Monday, however. A cab driver who helped a suspect drive off with the stolen goods found the zebra head in his trunk and returned it. Scott tells Anchorage Television News that she received the zebra head from a friend when she worked in a downtown boutique. Yeah, if I had a zebra head, can you want my zebra head? I don't know where to put it anymore. I've been tired of looking at it. You want it? Security camera Friday recorded a woman carrying items, including George, that's the name of the zebra, I'm guessing, out of Scott's home and into a waiting cab. Police arrested a 38-year-old woman in Anchorage Motel where the cab driver had taken her. That's another good thing. If you're stealing something, don't get dropped off at your home. Make sure you're dropped off at least a few blocks away. Right? That's like robbing someplace and leaving a business application at the place you robbed. Police arrested 38-year-old woman in Anchorage Motel where the cab driver left her, and the suspect is charged with felony burglary and theft and stupidity for trying to steal a zebra head. A zebra head. I think about stuff that we had in our house, like being Spanish. We always had like bulls and bullfighters in our house, like figurines and shit for that kind of stuff. You know? But a zebra head. You leave it. You know, if you didn't steal the zebra head, they probably would not have figured it out. But this, you know, zebra head kind of stands out in Alaska. I mean, you could have stole, like, whale blubber. You could have stole, like, I don't know, a seal carcass. And that's normal in Alaska. Who doesn't walk around with seal carcasses in Alaska? But a zebra head, right? It's like walking around with a rhinoceros. Although you'd have to be pretty strong to carry around a rhinoceros. I don't know. I never carried one, so couldn't tell you. Here's a story. While a woman yells at mall Santa, tells him, "You're not even real. Thanks for screwing up all these kids' lives." A Santa working at a Toronto shopping center dealt with an angry adult rather than an ordinary child this past weekend. A cell phone video posted online shows a woman in a gray and black dress yelling profanities at Santa on duty at the Define Mall. Do you have a sleigh, you fucking dickhead? Do you have a sleigh? She could be heard yelling in the video. Calling Santa names is bad enough. But the woman took the next step by declaring that jolly old Saint Nick does not exist. Boy, what a fucking Scrooge. "You're not magic. You're not even real. I heard about it when I was a young kid," she yelled. "You're not a real man." The person who shot the footage told the video licensing agency that Santa brushed off the abuse and avoided engaging with the woman, who was then questioned by security and is now obviously on Santa's naughty list. A mall spokesman confirmed that to the Huffington Post that the mall security guards spoke to the woman, who then left without incident. North Pole sources could not confirm or deny that the woman would be getting coal on December 25th. But based on that lady's reaction, I'm guessing she hasn't gotten much of anything her entire life. Jeff Anderson says, "We are now going to microwave North Korea to knock out electrical systems." Well, we'll see what happens, but we're getting closer and closer to going to war with North Korea. Although it probably won't happen. I'm just guessing. There's nothing, it's a no-win situation, right? There's got to be another way to get in there and screw with that guy. Man arrested for reportedly drawing on child's homework, police say. It's one thing to help your kid. Like, most parents will help their kids with homework. You know, my parents never helped me. They came from Europe and they weren't, you know, they were all labor. They didn't know how to help me with my homework. But this, you know, first of all, the dad in this question, he's got tattoos on his face. I'm just saying, not that everybody who has tattoos in their face is a bad person. I don't want to label anybody. You know, I don't want to draw a conclusion to discriminate. But generally, if you have a tattoo on your face, you're probably not the best of, judge of character. Port St. Joe, Florida, a 33-year-old man is facing charges after the staff at Port St. Joe Elementary School contacted the school resource deputy about a drawing that showed a school on fire, a person running from the building on fire, and others being shot. Robert Paul Alexander Edwards of Mexico Beach was arrested Friday for reportedly drawing the picture on a student's homework assignment. An investigation revealed that Edwards drew the alarming picture, which also included the words "pew, pew, pew." Does it mean something stinks, or is those like bad gun... making gun sounds next to the person with the gun? Well, it's gun sound. Pew, pew, pew. There was no indication that he would carry out the threat. Edward faces charges of a written threat to kill or do bodily harm to others. Yeah, you don't want to, in this day and age, you don't want to do any drawings of, like, school shootings and shit. Okay? But this guy has tattoos on his face, so I'm going to guess he doesn't have good judgment. There was no indication, blah, blah, blah. Our country has been affected too many times of horrific school tragedies. We take matters seriously. Yes, of course. And they should. Anybody who's going to take the time to draw a school shooting on their kid's homework should be questioned. This person has bad intentions. That's all I'm saying. There isn't much value this person's bringing to the table in our society with tattoos on his face and drawing school shootings on his kid's homework. Hairdresser guilty of deliberately trying to infect men? he met on Grindr with HIV. That's just cruel. You know what I'm saying? If you have a venereal disease, don't fuck, okay? Take care of it. And if you have HIV, then, you know, I don't know. Isn't there, I mean, there's got to be, look at Magic Johnson. This guy's still around. Hairdresser has been found guilty of deliberately trying to infect 10 men with HIV after meeting them on Grindr. Darryl Rowe was convicted of 5 counts of grievous bodily harm with intent and 5 counts of attempting to do so on Wednesday afternoon at the Lewis Crown Court. The jury of 7 women and 5 men returned its verdict after 18 hours of just deliberating. The court was silent, and 27-year-old Rowe sat motionless as the verdicts were announced. Initially, 4 unanimous verdicts. 3 of grievous bodily harm with intent and attempting to cause grievous bodily harm were returned. Judge Christian Henson, who's not on Grindr, asked the jury to retire their continued deliberations after the foreman said they had been unable to all agree on verdicts for the remaining 6 counts. Moments later, the 12 returned to the court to find Rowe guilty by majority verdict of being an asshole. Keep your age to yourself. People with AIDS trying to... I mean, that's just hateful people. You know? Party poopers. Haters. Just screwing everybody's day up. Driverless bus and crash after 2 hours on the road in Las Vegas. That's fitting. Maybe we're not that close to, Skynet taking over. Driverless bus, safe. It's on the road 2 hours and it crashes. That's perfect, though. Bus drivers around the world are going, yay, it doesn't work. Oh. It says here that a driverless shuttle bus has been involved in a crash less than 2 hours after it was launched in Las Vegas. Police said a lorry driver who reversed into the electric vehicle was responsible for the prang. I don't know what that means. That's what it's written. Which did not cause any injuries. City spokesman Jace Ratke said the shuttle stopped when it sensed the lorry was approaching, but the larger vehicle kept moving. The lorry hit the front bumper of the bus, but there was no visible damage, and the shuttle did 2 more circuits of its route after the accident. So it wasn't like a major incident. It was more like a fender bender. The collision happened soon after an unveiling ceremony to promote what officials described as the first self-driving shuttle pilot project aimed in the U.S. public. Now, what I'm going to guess is it probably was some bus driver that was pissed he lost his job and he kind of caused the accident. This bus, which can hold about 12 passengers, had an attendant and a computer monitor, but no steering wheel. I mean, if you're an attendant on a drive, like a self-driving bus, and things are going wrong and there's no steering wheel, how the fuck, what do you do? What do you hold your hands out the window? Get away! You should have like a manual thing you could take over. You know, like, would you guys like driverless cars? You guys feel safe? I don't feel safe when I'm in the passenger seat and there's somebody driving. Forget about being in a driver like a car that's driving itself. Right? I'm a bit of a control freak. I guess that's saying. But when I'm in the car, you know, I'm not a good passenger. I try to shut up when people drive horrible, but my God. You know? It's crazy. Driverless cars. I have a driverless car every time I get drunk. Just saying. Well, I think that's all we're going to do today. No more stories here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Our makeshift studio here at the Gray Best Western Hotel in Oklahoma City, where I will be performing next week in Oklahoma City at the Looney Bin, December 13th through 16th. But this week I'm going to be in Tulsa at the Looney Bin, December 6th through the 9th. So if you're in the area, come out and see me. I appreciate it. And also remember, no Wise Guy shows this month in December. We're going to take a break and be back full force in January. Don't forget, we got great shows coming up in January at Tavolino's. Don't forget, January 10th. Rich Voss will be there along with Mike Kaplan. What a great show that's going to be. And January 31st, we're going to have Skippy, Mark Price from Family Ties at Tavolino's.
Call Tamalino's at 954-509-0046 for more information and reserve your seats. Also, the event tickets can be bought on Eventbrite. Just look up Wise Guys Comedy Show. Other than that, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. You can follow the show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. Also, join our fan page, which, by the way, guys, if you watch us on Facebook Live, we're going to start broadcasting Facebook Live from our fan page. So we'd love you to go to our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and like it. And that way, when we post the shows, you can watch us and enjoy it that way, okay? But other than that, guys, thanks so much for being with us on this Monday. And please put up your decorations in light of me not putting them up. And, hey, guess what? We'll be back tomorrow with a new show with myself, and we'd like you to join us as well. Just me and you guys here on Facebook Live and the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Don't forget, for more shows, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Over 700 shows, I think, are on there going back to 2013. And you can donate to our page up to as minimum of $1 a month. So if you guys just want to make you enjoy the show here on Facebook Live, we appreciate it. All the money donated goes to gas money to all the co-hosts that come out, and they greatly appreciate it. And we ask you guys to help out as much as you can. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground.